weather, and now what to wear. Yeah, will you be dressing for the weather? Will it be comfortable but fashionable? Well, one Brisbane woman is very interested in the health aspect of fashion and the clothes you wear. But it's more to do with the wider health of the planet. Her name is Jane Milburn. She's the author of a book called Slow Clothing, Finding Meaning in What We Wear. And she's talking all about this idea of slow clothing in the valley this afternoon. And luckily she's found time to pop into the ABC studio to give us a sneak preview. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Loretta.
This is really fascinating, slow clothing. What's it all about?
Well, it's really a way of recognising that clothing is more than fashion. Often clothes are discussed in that context of style and colour and hemline, whereas we're starting to understand now that it's a much bigger picture as we've become conscious of our food. Mm. We're realising that consumption, because of our desire for fast fashion or quick changes, consumption's at least doubled in the past decade or two, and that means waste is well up as well. And as it's become globalised, the industry's become globalised, we've got fewer local alternatives, and also there's the desire by companies selling clothes to make them cheaper, and apart from exploiting labour, they're also using different fibres, and those fibres are derived from petroleum. Now, two-thirds of the fibre made in the world is actually synthetics, polyester mainly, derived from petroleum, as compared with natural fibres, mostly cotton. Now, cotton is sometimes criticised because of its use of water, and it does impact the environment. And that's one of the reasons why with slow clothing we talk about, extended wear and wearing fibres until they wear out. But what we're realising now, and Dr. Mark Brown did this research, that the alternative is synthetic fibres, and they are basically plastic clothes, because he found they're shedding microplastic into the ocean at significant rates when they're washed. Mm. So there's this whole area which has emerged, and I summarise it, I've been doing this for 5 years now, and looking at what's going on in the bigger picture, a holistic look at what we wear on the outside, because it not only impacts our health, but others and the planet too.
Yeah, so is it about recycling? Is that part of it?
That is part of it, yeah. It's part of it, but it's also about buying quality and buying things for the long term. Like, don't buy things that, even buying on specials is a bit problematic sometimes, because why are they on special? Because nobody wanted them, or too much was produced, or they're so last season. So it's actually buying carefully, thinking about what you're buying, and actually buying for the long term in your wardrobe, and the things that you can maybe add a little bit of personal flair into, rather than feeling like you've got to follow the fashion. So in a way, it's also about that search for ourselves and our own creativity, and being individual by being resourceful and having skills. Like, it's remarkable the number of people that say, oh, well, I can't sew. Like, and everyone can use a needle and thread if they try. Mm. And you can do an awful lot with hand stitching, and that's what I'm tending to talk about a lot more now, so that we haven't got this big barrier of the sewing machine and needing to do it. And I guess that's a little bit where the recycling comes into it, because you can adapt clothes you've already got. If the hemline doesn't suit you, you can turn it out,
rather than just toss it out and buy another one.
Yeah, and it's quite remarkable when you start having a play. Like, this is actually grown-up play, although young people can do it as well, and often do it very well. Like, younger aware people now are doing a whole lot of clothes swapping and adapting. And this is where we've got to come back to. Instead of outsourcing our needs and always buying new, I'm not saying don't buy any new. And when you do buy, it's great to get back to localism. And that's the thing with the artisans talk this afternoon. There's some you know, lovely garments being made locally, and just buy one that's better quality that'll keep, you'll love it. Yeah. You know, when you wear it with pride. Mm. A lot of these cheaper things that we're buying now, and particularly, you know, these big fast fashion chains are all about making money for the people who own them. And they talk a lot about, you know, bringing the clothes back and giving you a discount, but this all encourages this bigger, you know, buying model, whereas really I think this is actually about us taking ownership on our own clothes, wearing more natural fibre, mostly natural fibre that feels good in our skin and is a lot cooler.
And you see so much around about, you know, changing your wardrobe, and I know I've done it recently where I've gone through my clothes and then, you know, better ways to store things. And so many people are talking about the fact that they go to their wardrobe and they clear it out every so often. We shouldn't really be needing to do that, should we, if we're living the way you're talking about, the slow clothing?
I think, you know, like, people need change and refreshing, but it's actually being more strategic about what you've got. Yeah. Mm. And also, once you tap into what your own style and needs are, then you've got less things that kind of, you know, you need to be throwing out, because everything you've got an attachment to, and particularly if you mend them. I've you know, like, I'm actually finding it quite hard to let go of things because I just mend them and, oh, just add a little patch over that bit that I, you know, stained with tomato or something, you know.
Yes.
Like, it's just this idea that we are attached to our clothes, so it's a bit hard to move them on. And I also like a lot of variety, so that's why, you know, I can't really do a minimal wardrobe, because if I do, I end up thinking, oh, I don't have anything. But, you know, like, yeah. So it's really a balance. But I think once we take ownership on it ourselves, and that means psychologically and maybe getting a few skills so that we can do that. And when you look at your things and you sort them out, well, some you might park for another time, you know, you can actually put them away and bring them back, and half the time they might come back into style in the meantime. But the other thing about this whole clothing waste issue, which was highlighted more on waste with the big 6,000 kilograms every 10 minutes going to landfill in Australia, like, I mean, it's great to donate to charities and support charities, and certainly op shops are a fabulous place to experiment with your style in a cheaper way, but the best thing that we can really do is use what we've got and make sure we're not buying too much surplus that we have to give away. I mean, people physically grow out of clothes.
Yeah.
But, and then you move them on, but we really shouldn't be throwing things away.
Because I love the manifesto, Slow Clothing Manifesto. Make thoughtful, ethical, informed choices, treasure fibres from nature, limit synthetics, buy well once, quality remains after price is forgotten. Support local makers, those with good stories and fair trade, live with less, have a signature style, minimal wardrobe. It's just wonderful. And as you said, mend, you know, patch. And I think the art of sewing, though, has it been lost? Are we getting it back again? I learnt sewing at school. My mother's a dressmaker.
Thank you.
But yes, I don't see as many people making clothes anymore. It's something I'd like to get back into.
Yeah, I think as we talk about it more, suddenly people, you mean you can make clothes? Like, earlier in my you know, journey with this, I had people say that. Oh, you mean you can make clothes? Younger people. Older people remember how it used to be.
They all did it.
I'm not harking back to the old days, and I don't think we're all going to be sewing all our own clothes anytime soon at all. In fact, I rarely sew from scratch now, because there's so many wonderful clothes around there that we can, you know, massage and manipulate, and that's the thing.
Often you'll look at something and say, well, I can't make it any cheaper, you know,
That is a big problem too, to buy the resources. Mm. And particularly I think it's about getting a pattern that works for you too.
Because, but you can't even find patterns like you used to be able to.
Yeah,
now.
There's different. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. But the other thing is, you don't always need to have a pattern. Our styles today are quite loose. Like, you don't really need to put zips in anymore. You don't need buttons. And, you know, I know of at least one young girl who's role modelling a different way, and she puts the garments down on the floor and draws a pattern off something that fits her.
Yes, okay.
And you're just adding the side seam. And a lot of our garments are looser now, so you don't need that precise fit that, you know, once was in the old days. You know, you needed that pattern and to get it just right. And the other thing I find too is to the bottom half of your body doesn't need to be fitted as well as your top.
No, it definitely does not.
You know, so your nice and loose elastic waist is fabulous. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's poo-pooed by certain people, but it's what I always, because, you know, people's weight fluctuates, so it's great to be able to be flexible. And then buy the top that might go down over the top, or change the sleeves, you know, just make that work for you. So there's many different ways to do it.
Yeah. So Slow Clothing, your book is Slow Clothing, Finding Meaning in What We Wear. And you're talking today at Artisan in Brunswick Street in the Valley at 2 o'clock. So tell us a little bit more about, if people turn up today, what you'll be talking more about this. What else?
Yeah, I think just expanding on this and also showing. Like, I've got a bit of show and tell about things that I've done. Say, for example, what I'm wearing now.
I was going to ask about
that. It was all from op shops in Western Australia when I was over there visiting my son and daughter-in-law.
So you put it all together?
The thing is, the top, the dress, the existing dress was there. I cut the sleeves off because they were puffy and unflattering for me, and I've turned them into pockets. And then I have added these pieces that are all, this was a little 60 cents as it is, beautiful Belgian lace hand crocheted that I've used as a collar.
Yeah.
The other part of the collar is part of a tablecloth that I've used to extend the length of it. So, and all of this is done with hand stitching. So
turn around and show me that tablecloth.
Here we are. Down the bottom here. Is the
okay, tablecloth. And can I just put my cup of coffee on it while you're there?
Oh, then I'd have to put another patch on it later on. Or then I could dye it all tea stain. I could tea stain it all. And see, these are the things about creative reuse. And I guess at Artisan, you know, most of the people that might come along are interested in being hands-on, whereas those other things you read out are more, if you're not interested in being so hands-on, there's still things you can do. But, you know, reviving and adapting and salvaging, you know, what we can do with things that are not quite right.
Oh, it's fascinating. Jane Milburn, the author of the book Slow Clothing, Finding Meaning in What We Wear, talking, as I said, at Artisan today. That's 381 Brunswick Street, Fortitude Valley, at 2 o'clock. People can just turn up, can they?
Oh, yes, I think that'd be no problem. And also, you know, we're doing some work through libraries as well, okay. So stay tuned for that.
Fabulous. Some interesting stuff, really making you think about what you're wearing, and especially when you go out and have a look in the shops and think about what you're choosing to buy. Jane, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, welcome.
Here you go. This one's just for you. David Bowie. Fashion.